Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Wealthy Show. I just had to start this episode over because I said, hello, welcome to Air and Earth, because I keep forgetting we changed the name. Welcome to The Wealthy Show, where I talk about money and everything that it touches and spiritual wealth and healing your relationship with money and worthiness and all the beautiful pieces that go into that. If you're new here, welcome. It's nice to meet you. My name is Melissa Moffitt. I'd love for you to go follow me on Instagram. At melissa.moffitt, if you resonate with what you are hearing here. I'm going to give you all a quick episode, a quick training today. I was just thinking about something. I was on my way to the dog park. I'm now parked outside of the dog park. My dog is like, let me out. I am ready. And I was like, this is a podcast episode. I want to talk about this. So I want to share with you all about scarcity. What it is, how to transform it, what happens when you transform it. Okay. So scarcity, there is both tangible scarcity and embodied scarcity. People can have one or the other or both. And I work with people with helping release embodied scarcity and build wealth so that they aren't in tangible scarcity anymore. Embodied scarcity can become a habitual way of operating. Like, your nervous system gets stuck in that state. It can cause trauma. Like, if you are in tangible scarcity, it can literally cause stress, like ongoing chronic stress on your body, trauma that is like stuck stress in the body, in different areas of the body, different organs, different parts of the body. And it can, you know, shift and create loops in your hormonal system that aren't serving you, right? Like running too much cortisol, all that kind of stuff, messing up your, like financial stress and feeling scarcity in your body can cause illness. It can cause issues with your period, like all of this kind of stuff. Okay. So what I want you all to realize is that there is a way to work with both financial, tangible scarcity and embodied scarcity. And which one you do first, I mean, you can do both of them at the same time. I suggest doing both of them at the same time. Tangible financial scarcity is really working with that is about understanding how money works and learning. I call it learning to speak the language of money. Just like if I were to drop you in a different country and be like, you need to function here. It helps if you know the language. It's the same with money. If you want to be working with money in a way where you have leftover, where you are having investments, where you are making more, if you can speak the language of it and you can understand it, you can ask for what you want from money. And it's not that simple. I mean, it is very simple, right? Once you educate yourself. But it's not like you're actually asking, but it's like you develop financial empowerment to the point where you understand what's coming in, what's going out, the best places to put your money based on your priorities. And you're able to actually steer your financial reality. With embodied scarcity, right? Which people can have embodied scarcity and not have actual financial scarcity, but just feel like they do. And vice versa, okay? This is about working with your body and training your body over time to titrate and to develop capacity to feel peace, ease, and pleasure with relating to money, with when you swipe your card, with when you are investing in something, with when you are paying your bills, with when you are looking at your accounts, with when you are having financial conversations with loved ones, with when you are just thinking about your own career or your own work or talking to coworkers or whatever you do. I mean, money touches everything. So you're going to be over time, and this is what I teach, all right? I have a new course coming up called Heal with Money. It's a live course. It is 6 live modules. It is a low ticket course. I would highly suggest checking it out if this is the kind of work you want to be doing. It is groundbreaking, like life-changing work. I don't say that lightly. I'm not about like using words that aren't authentic to my work, but I have literally hundreds and hundreds of testimonials from people who I've worked with when it comes to money work, who this work has changed their life. And it's literally just about shifting your body over time through somatic work, through energetic work, through, you know, in the moment, mindfulness, awareness-based work, shifting, you know, working with your subconscious, shadow work, like all of these things. I love bringing so many tools to that process, working with your ancestry, working with shame you may be carrying still from like past, you know, things that you regret that happened with money. But over time, what happens is you become someone who can speak the language of money and understand where money is going and what is happening with money, and can make empowered and clear decisions that are sending you on the trajectory of where you want your finances to go. And it can feel like a lot at first. If you've been neglecting money for a while, or avoiding around money, or really, you know, perhaps you're on the other side of things and you're really anxious around money, you know exactly what's happening with your money, but you still like feel really intense. It can feel like a lot to work with at first. Normally what I've noticed, it feels like a big step for people who are first starting this process. This is why I wanted to create a low ticket course for you all. I have another container called Wealthy, and Heal with Money is actually included in Wealthy, but Wealthy is a bit higher ticket. It's a bit more of a, you know, it can take a little more to say yes to that. It feels a little scarier to spend that money. So I wanted to create this like really easy entry point for someone who is new to, and maybe not even new, maybe you've done a lot of this work already with healing your relationship with money, and you feel like you need a space to reignite this, or a space to deepen it. Or perhaps you've been in other containers that you feel like didn't really serve you, and so there might be some like resentment toward doing money work, and that's okay. Or perhaps you've done a lot of money work and then you had a big money challenge come up like I did in the last couple years. You know, money work has helped me build a 7-figure business, a really supportive net worth, and then it also helped me, I talked about this in my last podcast episode. I tell you the full story, so go listen to it. Not the full story, but I tell you my story with money. I exited a abusive relationship, emotionally and physically abusive, and I had big financial loss because of it, and it helped me navigate that as well. So Heal with Money is the space for that. Okay, so what happens, and there's a link down below, by the way, to check it out. What happens when you shift over time and start to develop both tangible overflow and embodied overflow is that everything in your freaking life changes. Money is simply an exchange of energy, okay? It is what we have said, and I know there's the whole money is energy thing, but let me break this down, okay? We are saying we have, as a collective, have decided that we are agreeing for reciprocation. That used to look like bartering. I would go over to your hut and say, hey, I have this animal skin. Can I have some of your, I don't know, butter, whatever. I don't know. And you would say yes. We change that to money, right? As an exchange to decide value. When you release scarcity, first of all, in your body, right? And I was thinking about this in terms of my business. I can think more, I can relate more to what I have to give versus how to receive. When I'm already in overflow, I have things to give, and that exchange is going to come more naturally to me versus if I'm in a state of scarcity with my business, which makes sense if you are, you know, experiencing tangible scarcity. This isn't to say just bypass it, but this is like why we train ourselves and why we develop this over time. Because what happens is you start to have this ability to relate to your offerings, relate to what you have to exchange, and you can apply this to your work. I speak in terms of my business sometimes because that is how I operate, right, in the world, and that's how I receive money. And you think about, but you start to get into the state of what I have to give. And it's less about like, how do I get this sale today? But feeling this like overflowing of what you have to give and this service. And naturally, when you are relating and creating from that state, life is going to exchange with you. It's going to reciprocate. And if what you are opening up to receive, and you've created pathways for money to come to you by having, you know, clear, solid offers, by having the courage to be like, I'm in business, pay me money, by setting prices that feel really good to you, you will get paid and you will get paid more. It was very interesting for me when I started to really go into overflow in my business, going to $30,000 a month, $40,000 a month, $50,000 a month, which is insane. I never thought I would have been able to reach that point. I remember back in the day, you all, I was making $400 a month and I was like, $4,000 is my stretch goal. Please God, like, show me, you know? And I did that. And then it kept going. And as I got into more overflow, and it was less about like, how do I make more, and more about just like having fun in my business and what I had to give and like loving what I'm doing and loving my clients, it got easier and easier to make more money. And that's something that I've practiced all along, is being in that state of, even in times where it felt really scary, right? Even in times where business wasn't feeling as good, practicing feeling into that service and what I have to give and the reciprocation with life from a state of embodied overflow. Okay.
All right. I took a little break because I went to the dog park because my dog was like, mother. Okay. So when you release scarcity from your body and from your bank account by doing the tangible things, which is great to do them hand in hand, honestly, because if you're trying to work on your tangible scarcity, if you have embodied scarcity, then that can like put you into avoidance states and freeze states and all these things when it comes to money, or just being overly anxious and attached and like burning out by pushing yourself too hard. So it's really, really good to do both at the same time. A lot of magical things can happen. It's really not magical, but it feels magical. The first of which is you feel fucking better, okay? I'm trying to not cuss as much in my podcast episodes and in my work, but I just get excited sometimes. And this is one of those moments. You feel a lot better, okay? And that is worth everything. I remember you all, when I first started healing my relationship with money, I was so stressed, like waking up, having nightmares. It was really intense. It was like deeply impacting my quality of life. And so feeling better, feeling peace around money, feeling empowerment, feeling trust, it like that alone to me is worth everything. And then beyond that, so I'm going to tell you about what some of my clients have done. And I have like hundreds of screenshots, maybe even 1,000 something at this point. I've had people double how much is in their bank account within a matter of 2 weeks. I have had people get incredible raises, multiple people get incredible raises. People get into their dream jobs. People get into their dream schools. People buy their first homes. People start investing when they thought that wasn't possible for them, like building investments, building wealth. I've had people 2 to 5x their business, many people. And this isn't like one-off people, right? This is like, I've had people, this isn't me talking about like singular people that like maybe it happened to a couple people. Like the people who show up and do this work get incredible results. If they like, I see the people who come consistently, and that's like in Wealthy, right? Because Wealthy is my lifetime access container. We have live calls every single month, multiple live calls a month, a back-end portal. So I have people who come to those classes every single month who have been coming for like 5 years. I'll put a link for Wealthy down below. So Heal with Money is 6-week course, 6 live sessions. It's actually in 3 weeks. And it's lower ticket, a really great place to start. Wealthy is lifetime access, includes Heal with Money. So you can explore the options. I'll link both of them below. And there's just been so many incredible results. I could keep going. Like people healing relationships in their family that were strained by money for like decades. People paying off their debt. People coming out of generational poverty and getting to a point where they were like making more than enough for the first time in their lives. People who come from backgrounds of having a lot of generational wealth that created strains in the family or a lot of like guilt and shame within themselves and healing that. So many results. So I would love for you all to, you know, go explore my podcast episodes, explore my offerings, but it's worth it. It's so freaking worth it. It is scary and hard at first, but it's so worth it. So I love you all a lot. I hope this is helpful and I will see you soon.